With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A crash in the Merrill area killed two people and badly hurt a third. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says it happened Wednesday afternoon at 3:46 near the intersection of Highway 17 and Barnes Creek Avenue in the town of Merrill. A northbound pickup truck apparently crossed the center line and hit a southbound SUV. A second pickup heading south then hit the first pickup. A 79-year-old woman who had been driving the SUV and an 82-year-old passenger died. The driver of the pickup that went over the center line had critical injuries and was taken to a Spira's Wausau hospital. Those injuries were not thought to be life-threatening. The third driver had minor injuries. Republican State Senator Mary Felskowski is seeking a second term in District 12. The district includes much of northwest Wisconsin. She's being challenged by Democrat Andy Rich. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with both candidates.
State Senator Mary Felskowski says she sits down and reevaluates every time an election comes up. She says it can take a while to figure out Madison, and there's still more things to get done.
There's still quite a few things around the healthcare realm that I want to get accomplished for the state of Wisconsin and for the Northwoods. So I really would like to get some of those things finished up in this term.
Felskowski says she's working on numerous pieces of legislation regarding health care, one of which is more transparency.
Nobody should ever be afraid of going to the doctor, worried about that they're going to come out with unrealized medical debt that they would not be able to afford.
WXPR talked with Felskowski about a range of topics, including PFAS, wake boats, and Medicaid. You can listen to that interview in its entirety at WXPR.org. Just look for the WXPR voter guide. One of the topics we talked to candidates about was abortion. Abortion has been a major issue at both the national and state level since Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. Felskowski was an author of a bill last session that would give exception for rape, incest, life and health of the mother, and then abortions up to 15 weeks post-gestation. If the bill had passed, voters would have had the opportunity to vote yes or no on it. It failed to pass the Senate.
So I believe that we should pass something and then it becomes law. Once the Wisconsin state voters say yes, you got it right. So it would have gone as a ballot initiative. Yes, you got it right, legislature, or no, you not. So I think the voters of the state of Wisconsin should have a right because it is a very sensitive issue. The voters of the state of Wisconsin should have a right to weigh in on it.
Andy Rich lives in Marinette, an eastern Wisconsin city that has been dealing with extensive PFAS contamination since the discovery was made public in 2016. It's her main motivation for running for state senate.
We still don't have regulatory limits, and we have no legal ability to hold the polluters accountable and force any type of cleanup. So people in my community are continuously getting sick, getting diagnosed with various cancers and preventable diseases that are directly linked to these toxic chemicals. And I can no longer sit idly by, bang my head against the wall, and tell these legislators that we need their help while just being completely ignored.
While she doesn't think it should be all on the businesses or corporations to clean up contamination, Rich does believe they need to be held accountable. She'd like to see a structure where corporations need to start remediation before continuing with projects.
It needs to be the corporations still operating, the corporations that want to start operating and using these chemicals. And, you know, it's in our own best interest for the taxpayers to pick up some of this or it won't get done. So it does need to be a joint effort.
WXPR talked with Rich about a range of topics, including wake boats, Medicaid, and elections. You can listen to that interview in its entirety at WXPR.org. Just look for the WXPR voter guide. One of the topics we talked to candidates about was abortion. Abortion has been a major issue at both the national and state level since Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. When asked about her stance on abortion and what, if any, state laws there should be regarding it, Rich says statistically, majority of people are pro-freedom to choose, and that is what she would support if elected.
My favorite number of abortions is now and always have been zero. That said, I don't believe in infringing on a person's rights to push a desire of mine onto them, right? Freedom is the most important thing.
The election is Tuesday, November 5th. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The green space on Brown Street across from the State Theater in downtown Rhinelander will now be known as Roman Memorial Plaza. The honor was given to the family that for more than 100 years brought entertainment to the Rhinelander area, an effort to recognize the contributions of George Roman, his father Mike, and family members before them began in June following the death of 51-year-old George. George was the owner and president of Roman Amusement Company. His uncle Peter Roman began the company with his brother in 1921. The initial suggestion was to rename Eisenhower Parkway or Westside Park, but when it was determined the green space had no name, community members threw their support behind renaming it. Alder Steve Jopek noted he would like to see some sort of historical marker at the plaza.
We're going to do a historical acknowledge something for its significance. We should make efforts in the near future to make sure that that is, I don't want to say immortalized because the sands of time, but something that people can read when they visit, that they will see and they will know what Roman Plaza means and why it's there. It's not just a plaza, then it's actually a meaningful gesture.
At the October 14th Common Council meeting, the council approved an ordinance that puts in place criteria to follow for the naming of public parks, public facilities, city buildings, and streets. After the ordinance was approved, the council decided unanimously to name the park Roman Memorial Park. This story is courtesy of the Star Journal. Last October, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration collected nearly 600,000 pounds of unneeded medications from almost 5,000 drug take-back day locations nationwide. The day is meant to provide people a safe way to dispose of old and unused medications. Kylie Hunter is an Aspirus Pharmacy resident.
The best way to get involved in Drug Take-Back Day is by going through your old medications in your storage cabinets and checking expiration dates or whether or not you take them and looking to see where your permanent drug boxes are located within your community.
There are more than a dozen drop-off sites in the Northwoods. Proper medication disposal helps prevent accidental poisoning, reduces the risk of medication misuse, and protects the environment. You can find a drug take-back location near you by visiting DEA.gov. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.